إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, to conclude the series on deceptions of this life and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yesterday I mentioned the fact that when we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa mashallah, the first thing which happens is a test. So do not expect that because you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now onwards everything will be easy. More than likely the opposite will happen. Things will become difficult because you have left the path of shaitan and you have chosen the path of Ar-Rahman, and this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how much of steadfastness and how much of istiqamat we have. And in this test, as I mentioned yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the one who has istiqamat. So it's not that Allah will test you in order to make you fail. Allah will test you in order to give you strength. The test is like going to the gym. It's like, a good way to understand is that suddenly one day you, maybe you lived your life where people kept telling you that you should get into shape, you should get into shape, and you used to say all the time that round is a shape, until one day you decided that that is not the shape you should be in, and you decide to go to the gym. So now you have taken this turn, you make tawbah, and you say, I have to control my diet and I have to go to the gym. So what is the first thing that will happen? First thing that will happen is that, you know, what's life without biryani? I mean, you know, there are only two ways of living. So first thing is test in terms of all the sweetness of life has gone. No more sugar, no more fats, no more this, no more that. So that is the first one. Second part of the test is the first thing that happens to anyone who goes to the gym is pain. They say no pain, no gain. The first thing which happens is pain. The moment you start doing physical exercise, your whole body hurts from the neck downwards, right? The whole body hurts. The arms will hurt, the legs will hurt, the back will hurt, the waist will, everything hurts. But this hurt is a sign of what? It's a sign of your sincerity. It's a sign that you are on the right path. Because if you are not sincere, so you say after the first day in the gym, you say, no, this is too much pain, forget it. I mean, round is a shape. I am now convinced about this fact. So you go back to your old ways, then there is no pain. So the sign of istiqamat, the sign of being on the right path, is the fact that it will pain. But also you know and I know that pain is not forever. That pain is only initially. Once you get over that hump, then alhamdulillah, you look forward to going to the gym. You look forward to doing a walk, whatever aerobics or whatever you're doing. You look forward to that because all that adrenaline shot is something that is, it's like a drug. I mean, that's a high you need every day unless you go to the gym. Arnold Schwarzenegger was charged 7 times. He has a police record, if so to speak. He was charged 7 times. Guess what? For what? For breaking into the gym on a Sunday. All the gyms were closed. So the man goes and breaks into a gym to exercise. So obviously that's an offense. So he gets charged. Now that is the result of continuing on the right path. You start enjoying the right path. You start getting the benefits of the right path. But the key thing is to get over that hump. And that's what today I want to remind myself and you, and that's inshallah the conclusion of this series, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this in the Quran, and Allah said that the tests sometimes are so tough that the Nabi and the people with the Nabi, they asked this question. They said, Mata Nasrullah? Said, where is the help of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His help. He said, Mata Nasrullah? Where is the help of Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then answered this question. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nasar Allahi Qareeb. Allah said, the Nasar of Allah, the help of Allah is Qareeb. It is close by. Now, it is the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something that we also must keep in mind, that it's the sunnah, it's the way of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that He gives help when the time comes, when it is actually required. We, on the other hand, because we are muhtaj, because we are destitute, because we are in need, we like to see a pile. Right? We like to see a pile. You like to, all of us here, may Allah give barakah in your lives and in your wealth. I am sure that if I go and open the fridge in your house, there is food in that fridge to eat for at least 1 week. Minimum. Absolutely bare minimum. 1 week. If you don't do any shopping, if you don't do any cooking, if you just pull out the food from the fridge and heat it up, you have enough food to eat at least minimum for 1 week. In some cases, you might have much more than that because you then also have a freezer and so on and so forth. Minimum 1 week. But this is not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah is what? What Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, the bird leaves the nest in the morning hungry and comes back to the nest with its stomach full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah is to give food when it is required. The bird does not come back hungry, comes back with the stomach full. But the bird does not have any food sitting in the nest. There's no bird with fridges in the nest. So, and that's why one of my elders, I remember, she said the two things, and you know, may Allah bless these people. They had such insight. I mean, they were not great ulama, but they had such insight, mashallah. She said two things. She said glass bottles and refrigerators. He said they took away the tawakkul and the barakah from our lives. So I said, why are you saying that? She said, because when we did not have glass bottles, we used to use this surai, you know, this. But he said, we never knew how much water there is in it. So we kept pouring. And there was always water. We never knew how much milk there is in it because it was opaque. So you didn't know. You poured and there was milk. He said, today when you see the bottle, you start fearing, oh, it is finishing. He said, Allah has tawakkul chala gaya, kyunki wo glass mein dikhta hai. And she said, the second thing is, barakah left our house because of refrigerators. He said, when we did not have fridges, what did you do with food which was left over? You gave it to somebody. You gave it to a poor person. You could not keep the food because the food would go bad. Even I remember when there was no food, when we did not have refrigerators. And we used to have something called the Havadan, which was a cupboard made of mesh. And some things you could keep in the Havadan, mostly that's why in Hyderabad we eat a lot of khatta because it stays for a long time, doesn't go bad. But otherwise, apan kya bolte, oh, chawal, are utar gaya. Utar gaya bolte kya bolte? It means it has gone bad. So she said that when we did not have refrigerators, we did not use to keep spare food. We would cook enough and whatever was left, we would give it away to the poor people. Somebody, some beggar, this one, that one, the food would go. Next day we would eat fresh. And we never went hungry. He said, but because now we have refrigerators, we store food. We don't give it to the poor. We store the food. So the barakah went from our lives. Now this is our way. We like to see a pile. And that pile makes you feel comfortable. But it is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not store piles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shayan is kun fayakun. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, he says, happen, it will happen. He says, be it, it becomes. Allah, there's no time lag between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's irada and his desire to do something, his will to do something. There's no time lag between the will and the actual action. So Allah does not need this pile to feel comfortable. I'll give you examples from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salam. When Yusuf alayhi salam made the choice that I am not going to do haram, I am not going to listen to this woman, and I am going to leave. And when he ran from the place, was the door open? No. Because she locked the door. When he ran from the place, the door was not open. The door opened only when Yusuf alayhi salam got to the door. How do you think his shirt got ripped from the back? Because the woman grabbed him. The woman grabbed him. He was running. And so his shirt got ripped from the back. But the door opened only when Yusuf alayhi salam got to the door. You might say, well, you know, it would have been nice if the door was open. No. This is not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When do you need the door to open? When you get to the door. Why do you need the door to be open before you get to the door? We don't need it.
But we like to, our mental comfort is to see the door should be open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors open when you are standing in front of the door. The door for halal will open when you stand in front of the door, not before that. So somebody who is standing before an open door of haram, and he says, no, and you tell him, no, leave this, go to the halal, it's the same store, nothing has changed, everything is the same, just two doors, one halal, one haram, leave the haram, go to the halal. Then you say, no, first open the door, then I will go. How do I know it will open? It will open the same way this one opened. This one opened because you were standing in front of it, it has a sensor, looks at you and opens the door. That one also has the same sensor, just go across there. He said, no, first open it. That's not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah is, it happens at the right time, when it is needed. Yusuf alayhi salam, this is a story. Ibrahim alayhi salam. When did the fire become cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam? When he actually fell into the fire. The fire was not cool when he was sitting in the catapult. The fire was not cool when he was being brought there. Fire was not even cool when he was flying through the air. The fire became cool when Ibrahim alayhi salam landed in the fire. Why? When did Ibrahim alayhi salam need the fire to cool? When he is in the fire. Before he is in the fire, let the fire burn. What does it matter to me? It's not bothering me. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu does it when the time is right. Until then, our job is to do what the bird does. Get out of your nest, go look for it. Allah said, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah said, spread in the earth and search for the fadl of Allah. I've said this many times before. It makes no logical sense for someone to say search for something when he knows it is not there. So if somebody who is sensible tells you search for something, what is the assumption? That it is there. Otherwise, why are you telling me to search for it? If I tell you search for a horse in this room, there is no horse. I mean, what's the sense of saying search for a horse? It makes no sense to say. I mean, if I'm saying search for a horse, you might say, well, you know, maybe you're joking or something. What kind of senseless point, instruction is search for a horse? What do you mean horse? If I tell you search for gold bricks, there's no gold bricks in this room. But if I say search for a fan, search for a chair, yeah, things are there, right? So if somebody says, Allah says, search for my fadl, what does it mean? Where is the fadl of Allah? It is there. It is there. And Allah is saying it is there, go look for it. You'll find it. And that is why we make dua, oh Allah, make it easy for us. You told us search for it, but we don't make it difficult for us. Don't let us search the whole world to find something. No. Send it to us. I will do the minimum effort. I will leave my nest. But let the food be right outside the nest. Why should I go 10 miles for it? No need. I'm not saying give it in the nest. You can do that also. I will leave the nest. But give it to me right there. So the key thing is never to lose hope. The key thing is to remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nasarallahi qareeb. The Nasar of Allah is close by. So when we go, when we change our ways, when we go on the path of righteousness, on the path of hidayah, inshallah, number one, be prepared for difficulty like you are prepared for some pain when you go to the gym. So be prepared for that. Number two, remember that is not permanent, that is temporary. After that, you will enjoy it. After that, the benefits kick in. And number three, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will come. It has to come because that is His way. And it is the way of Allah's qudrat that Allah does it when it is needed. He does not do it in advance when it is not needed. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives easy, to give us His nusra, to help us in ways that we cannot even imagine, and to be pleased with us and to make it easy for us to please Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.